Hello, everyone, and welcome to the second ever Kingdom Hearts Insider voice actor interview. I am Joey, also known as Chaser, on the KH Insider forums.
And I'm Master Spockenor, also known as Ariel.
And with us, we have a special guest coming back from recently trying to stop Sora and Riku. We have Ben Diskin.
Hey, how's it going?
Yay!
Hi, my king.
So, we are very excited, Mr. Diskin, Ben, to have you with us. Thank you for it's such a short time.
Oh, my pleasure. No problem. Thanks for letting me troll your forums last night.
Yes, that was hilarious.
That was you broke the forums in record time.
I saw. I was like, wait a minute. I just posted one quote and suddenly the whole thing went down. What the hell?
Everyone was so excited. So they were like, oh my God.
I doubt that, but thank you.
So, Ben, yes. I'm sure that you're aware that Kingdom Hearts 3D, Dream Drop Distance,
yes.
It's a popular game among fans, not only because it is a true sequel to Kingdom Hearts 2 and Kingdom Hearts Recoded, but also because it does push the timeline forward, but it connects straight to the long-awaited Kingdom Hearts 3. The game is already released in most parts of Europe, July 31st for North America, and tomorrow for the Australian fans.
Very cool.
Yes. So we got this interview right in the middle, which is
all right.
Great.
Not bad.
Yeah.
And technically, I can't get into too much trouble for this non-disclosure agreement aside, because it's already kind of released. So, you know, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ha.
All the technicality stuff.
All right. So here's what happens in the game. Okay, first. No. No.
No spoilers. You're going to ruin the form.
Well, don't worry. I don't think I'd be able to do that if I wanted to.
So, Ben,
yes?
Why don't you tell the people who's going to be listening some stuff about you?
Oh, okay. My name is Ben Diskin. I've been a voiceover actor since I was about 6 years old. I got into the industry thanks to my parents, who are both actors. And I've been doing acting since I was, like, born, basically. And voice acting for almost 24 years now, because I'm turning 30 in about a month. And it's pretty much the most awesome job in the world if you can make a living at it, and it's really cool. And that's me.
Wow, you're turning 30?
Turning 30. Oh.
Oh, that's a milestone.
I heard that, yeah.
I feel like we should just sing happy birthday because we never get the chance again, but no.
We have terrible voices, so.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we start with the questions?
Okay.
Now, we have 11 pre-chosen questions, cool. And 5 that are from the forum members on Kingdom Hearts Insider.
Oh, boy. All right.
So, to start things off, let's have a nice and easy question about the series. We heard you play the games from Kingdom Hearts series before.
Yes.
Do you enjoy it?
Do I enjoy it? No, they're horrible. Yes, of course I do. I remember I got these games, like, right when they came out. The first one I was really skeptical on because I thought, I like Final Fantasy. And Disney's all right. And I was like, but who the hell would mix these two together and think that's going to be a good game? That's a terrible idea. And I played it and I was like, wow, no, this is actually really, really awesome. I really liked the first one. Second one, I thought it was a little too easy, but I did enjoy it. I liked the story, of course. And that was really cool. My only problem with this freaking series is that so many games are for portable systems. I don't own any portable systems. Good Lord. I mean, like, the only portable system I ever owned was a Game Boy, like the original Game Boy.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm like, crap, I don't have a Game Boy Advance. I can't play a Chain of Memories. And then I went to DS, then went, like, PSP, then back to DS, now 3DS. So I'm just,
Yes, it's everywhere, and that's the biggest complaint.
Yes. So I'm really hoping that Kingdom Hearts 3D is just, hopefully it's a multi-platform for, like, home consoles. It's, like, out for all three of them. I hope that's the case. But
we wish.
Yeah. Something tells me it's going to be like a Wii U exclusive. It's going to be something like that.
Kingdom Hearts 3D?
Yeah. No, Kingdom Hearts 3.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Many fans do hope that that would be a multi-platform title because the big, big one that they'll be able to play it on whatever system they like.
Right.
Instead of just like PS3.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure that as long as it's back on a home console, they enjoy it. Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Okay. Second question.
Yes.
How are you cast as the role of young Xehanort? Well, do you know if you have any high-profile voice actors for the game?
Oh, absolutely no idea who I was up for this. You know, normally for, I'd say like 99.9% of the things I audition for, the things I get, it's just stuff I auditioned for. This was a weird, weird casting thing. Basically what happened was I had auditioned for a different Square Enix game, and I have no idea even what that game is called. By the way, in case you're wondering, in the video game industry, they are super, super secretive. Like, non-disclosure agreements, that's like just the beginning. Like, the games, most of the times we don't even know the title of the game we're trying out for. They give it like a code name instead, so nobody can even do research on it. So this was a game they codenamed, and I'm not making this up, codenamed Yellow Pea. Yeah. So... And I don't know why they just, I guess it was just to be funny. But anyway, it's, I think it was Final Fantasy 13 too, I think. I'm not sure. But they had me trying out for like 12 or 13 different characters. And what they wanted was, at the beginning of each take, you were supposed to say, hi, my name is, your name here. I've read and agreed to the non-disclosure agreement, and I'm trying out for the role of blank. And then you'd say the name of the character. And I totally forgot to do that for like all 13 of my auditions. So I went, oh, God. So I said, okay, I'm not gonna re-record all of these auditions. That's stupid. So I just made one blank slate of me saying all that and just put it at the beginning of each one of those auditions. Well, I got called in to do this game, and I thought, was this Yellow Pea? Is that, I don't remember. God, I would have remembered saying something as iconic as Keyblade, you know, in an audition. So I don't remember trying out for this. Well, it turns out that that stupid slate that I put at the beginning of every single one of those takes is how I booked this job. So I'd never auditioned for the character at all. It was just, they were just like, yeah, the way he says, hi, my name is Ben Diskin, and I'm trying out for the role of blah, 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 is awesome. Let's hire him based off of that.
That is perfect.
So this was a weird, weird casting session. But it was, I mean, I'm okay with it. I'm happy with it.
You cannot complain.
No.
You have a ton of fans now. I know that.
Yeah, your official Facebook page, didn't that like double overnight?
It did,
when
yeah.
When news got out?
Yeah.
It's just amazing how fast Kingdom Hearts fans can react to certain information.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how I knew the game was coming out soon. It's just a bunch of people just said, hey. Is that you? And I'm like, okay, it's either come out or there's like a preview online somewhere. And yep,
yeah.
You guys are scary good at recognizing voices.
Oh, yeah. It was because somebody remembered you from being harmed from the
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wasn't it?
I think it was Hillboy.
Was it Hillboy?
I think, everybody was just surprised. Was it difficult to come into an established game nearing the end of the Xehanort saga and voice a completely new character that's critical to the series?
Well, let's see. Yes and no. This, I'll be honest with you. I take absolutely no credit whatsoever for my acting performance in this game. Because, whenever you go in to do a recording session for something that's been established, the director will usually give you like a quick rundown of like what the show's about or what the game's about, what's happened so far, to just kind of bring you up to speed. With this game, during one of the breaks, I spoke to one of the guys who was like kind of helping with the translation, and I said, so, dude, what is this game series about? And he just started laughing. Because he's just like, dude, that's like asking me for the Cliff Notes to Shakespeare. I can't just summarize the entire game series. So for this thing, what they did was, rather than say, okay, here's what the line means, here's the situation, here's why your character's saying it, the director, who is, by the way, in Japan, translating through a translator here in America, was basically just telling me exactly what emotions she wanted to hear from my character with each different sentence. So most of the time, in fact, I'll be honest, the entire time, I have no idea what any of these lines mean. None. The whole, like, hypocrite, you are the one who has made your heart a prison, even if you are not the prisoner. No idea what that means. I don't know.
I didn't think when that came out, not many people did know what that meant.
Well, that's the point of a teaser, I guess. But, like, if I played the game, I'd go, oh, that's why he's calling him a hypocrite. Okay.
I'm sure Josh knows.
Yeah, Josh, do you know?
Yeah, Josh, what is it about? Why am I saying that?
Hey, Josh.
Does Josh have a mic?
You probably didn't even answer.
Oh.
Josh.
Josh is too shy. He's just a big question mark.
He's off there playing Kingdom Hearts 3D.
Well, okay. Well, that means he has better things to do. Because it's a good game.
For those who don't know, Josh is...
Soji Sada.
That's how you say it? Yes. So, he's sitting in on this. Okay, you voice characters such as Han from Avatar The Last Airbender, Han from Young Justice, and the character of Stitch.
Yeah.
Was it difficult to turn up to a recording studio and try to match the voice you've previously established for these characters?
Usually for at least those three, no. Because Harm and Han from Avatar, those were both single-day record sessions. So it was like, establish the voice, go, and then that's it. But for like stuff like, I would say like Sai from like Naruto would be an example. For those of you guys who don't watch the show Naruto Shippuden, it's a show about ninjas. Sai's a ninja. Anyway, my character doesn't really have much to do with the plot anymore. But every once in a while, they'll bring him back and it'll have been like, you know, 2 or 3 months since I've actually done the character's voice. And they'll have to fill me in on what's happened so far in between my character's appearance and disappearance. But usually maintaining characters, as long as it's a real character, you know, as long as it's an established character, it's not hard to get back into it because it's been compartmentalized in my brain. It's kind of like, oh, okay, I know what this guy's been through. I know what his emotions are. I know how he'd react in different situations. So getting back in, it's like putting on an old pair of shoes. It's really not that bad. The only time it's tough is when they say they bring back a character who had like maybe 2 lines and like just one general attitude. Like he was that sarcastic guy in episode 2, you know, and now we want you to come back and now he's like a full fledged character and he's got like 37 lines and go. Like, can you remind, what? Yeah, so that's the only time it's really tough. But usually I'd say it's a fairly natural thing. And I tend to think it's probably like that for most voice actors. That's just my guess.
That certainly is an interesting take on characters.
Thanks.
I think it's interesting.
Yeah, well, thanks.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't watch Naruto though, but
no, I do.
Blasphemy!
my sister does.
Okay, all right.
She's a big fan of anime, so.
Oh, right on.
I'm sort of in on it.
I haven't caught up, so.
Oh, that's
I'm still like following Naruto, not even Shippuden.
It's a good stuff.
Alrighty.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
I thought you wrote it, Ariel.
I did.
You write this one?
But I woke up and I read it and I was half asleep. Okay. What kind of hazards did you encounter when voicing young Xehanort? An example, did you not sound evil enough? Was the direction constantly changed?
No. Actually, I sounded too evil at first because he just seems like kind of a Sephiroth type character. You know, like...
Yeah.
Evil, brooding guy. And basically... the direction I was getting from them was mostly make him a lot more flat and ambiguous because even though he is the younger version of the game's ultimate villain, we don't really know if he's actually a bad guy. You know, people are different when they're younger than they are when they're older. So is he really actually on the bad guy side? Is he actually, maybe he's considering that he doesn't like who he becomes? So we don't want him to just sound like evil right off the bat. And that was my tendency, is I just wanted to make him dark and villainous. And they said, like, tone it back, Ben. So that was the main direction, yeah.
Well, I think you please. Well, Josh isn't here to answer, but he's been like, oh, my God, his voice is so good.
Oh, thank you, Josh, if you're listening.
He's listening. He's just hiding.
Oh.
He's a bit shy at the moment.
That's okay.
Okay, were you shocked by how vocal the fans are when it comes to Kingdom Hearts?
Not at all. No. No. I've seen, like, Avatar The Last Airbender fans. I've seen My Little Pony fans. So, and, like, this series is, like, I know it's got, like, a very, very hardcore fan base. So I was like, yeah. I was just totally expecting something like this. But I'm really happy. I like cool fans. I like fans who are really, like, into their stuff. Like, people are just kind of casual. That's cool, and I'm glad that they're there and they're playing and they're watching, but the fans who are just, they just know everything about the series in depth. Like, the fans who maybe noticed that when I signed on as Trollinord on the forums last night, they who went like, hey, Trollinord should be spelled with an A, not an E. This guy got it wrong. Like, I love fans like that. I don't get mad. I think that's really cool.
Did anyone say that?
No, but remember. That was the first thing that I thought of when I signed up, and I went, ah, crap, I already did it. Damn it.
You could just apply for a name change.
Oh, I should have done that. Dang.
You have to write a story, though.
Yeah, it's very complex.
Oh.
No, system. But when I saw you sign up, I went to my friend. I was like, I sense danger. And then I, like, looked at your birth year, and I was like, oh, it's Ben Diskin.
What? Yeah, we, you signed up for the forums, and everyone was like, is this Ben Diskin? Well, what if it's not? Oh my God, it's Ben Diskin on the forums, and it just blew up.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, the forum crashed.
Wow. Yeah.
It hasn't done that in a while either. It used to do all the time, and we fixed it, but.
Ben Diskin, you crashed our forums.
No. I am sorry.
So you said in the past that you didn't have a 3DS at the time, so you wouldn't be able to listen to yourself if you play the game. Mm-hmm. Do you see this changing in the future? And will we be able to get your 3DS friend code?
You know what? Probably not, just because I suck with portable stuff so hard. Like, usually whenever I'm out, I have time to play, like, you know, just some, like, quickie game of, like, Angry Birds on my phone, and then I'm, like, back home, and I feel really weird playing a portable system at home anyway, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't, but if I were, I would definitely give you guys my friend code.
Oh, brag about it all day.
Like, hey... Ben Diskin said you would give his friend code if he just, you know, had one.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll make a fake one for you. Say it's you.
Perfect. And just be a real asshole to, like, everybody, will you? Yeah. Hi, I'm Ben Diskin. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, and fuck you. My God, that guy's a jerk.
Yeah. You're like, why are we even friends with him anymore? Okay, so, yes. You know you've been voice acting since you were young. But what inspired you to be a voice actor?
Oh, okay.
You answered it already.
Sort of, yeah. Well, I guess what inspired me to be a voice actor was probably the fact that I love cartoons to begin with, of course. But it was actually, when I was a kid, I was about 8, I did an on-camera movie that I think a lot of people at least know about or like. It was called Kindergarten Cop, and it was starring Arnold Schwarzenegger. And I was, the story, for those of you who don't know about or don't want to see it, it's about Arnold Schwarzenegger as a cop pretending to be a kindergarten teacher. And there's a whole classroom full of kids, and I'm one of the kids in that class. So after shooting it, I made the terrible, terrible mistake of telling everybody on campus, oh, hey, I'm in this movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger. And so I got to experience in a microcosmic kind of way what it's like to be famous. And it is a very, very unpleasant feeling. So it's basically, I got a lot of people picking on me, beating me up, pushing me around. I got people pretending to be my friends and then realizing that I actually was not a movie star and did not have a lot of money, suddenly feeling betrayed and hating me. And it really kind of sucked. And I went, wow, I just don't think I like this. I don't really know if I want to do this acting thing anymore. Everybody's a jerk to me because of it. But then when I was about 10, I got to be the main character on a cartoon show called Problem Child. It was based on the Problem Child movies. The cartoon show wasn't necessarily a huge hit, but it was my first role as in an animated series, and nobody knew it was me. And there were actually kids on campus who watched that show, and none of them knew it was me, except for my friends who I swore to secrecy. And I went, wow, this is awesome. I get to be an actor. I get to play characters I normally wouldn't get to play. And nobody knows it's me, and I can just sort of do whatever I want, and I get to be a normal person at the same time. So that's really, for me, that was what inspired me to want to really be a voiceover actor as opposed to just doing on-camera stuff.
Wow, that's really inspirational.
Thank you.
Do you have any funny or inspirational stories from the recording studio?
Oh, God. Should I tell this one? All right.
Yes.
Okay, this is... All right, here's the thing. For those of you guys who do not know, voiceover actors when we're in the session, we tend to be very, very graphically blue when it comes to comedy. Like, we love telling incredibly dirty jokes and being filthy, degenerate perverts. It is one of the most fun parts of the job, and everybody does it. Anyway, well, most people do it. Anyway, this was on a recording episode of a show called Codename Kids Next Door. And Tom Kenny, this is a Tom Kenny story. There are a lot of them, I'm sure. He was playing, I forget who he was playing on this. I think he was Santa Claus. Yeah, this was a Christmas episode. Two of the characters are fighting. They're both kids. And Santa, instead of saying, hey, you kids, take it outside, as like a Christmassy pun, he says, hey, you two, take it under the mistletoe. But by accident, he doesn't say that. Instead, he says, hey, you two, take her under the mistletoe. And so this starts like a whole swarm of people going, yeah, take her under the mistletoe, or yeah, show her what's up, down under. And so, just all sorts of stuff. And it keeps kind of escalating. And keep in mind, the guys who are on the other side of the glass, the voice director, Colette Sunderman, and everybody recording it, they're not actually listening to us yet. They can just sort of see our faces as we're all making jokes. And suddenly, everybody goes, oh, and makes an oh face looking at them and points at Tom Kenny like, that was him, that was him. And they go, what happened? And they said, say it, Tom. Just say what you said to us. And he said, like, oh, God. And he said, like, okay. He said, yeah. Oh, yeah, let Santa watch. Oh, yeah. Oh, Santa's eggnog is really starting to flow. Oh, and so that just, oh, that was like the line. And, of course, he crossed it because he's awesome. So there you go. God. Here's my silly voiceover acting story.
That was the best.
I can never look at. All right. Look, I can't sit next door in the same universe.
Erin, I will track that down after this is done.
Yes.
Okay. Some voice actors like to pull on their life experiences to give life to a character. Mm-hmm. Others like to pretend they are something they aren't.
Yeah.
What do you do to give your characters a personality?
Well, let's see. For the evil characters, any kind of villainous character, for me, that's very easy because I truly am a terrible, terrible human being. But for the good guys, that's where things get tough. Now, I'd say in general, I like to pull from any kind of, not necessarily life experience, but emotional experience that I have, because it just, it makes things feel a little bit more organic. Like whenever I played, Eddie Brock or Venom from Spectacular Spider-Man, that for me was kind of easy because essentially the character was a nice guy who kind of freaking flips out. And I'm like, you know what? I actually am a nice guy, and I know what it's like to finish last all the time, so to speak. So I was like, you know what? I can totally pull this off, pull the guy who feels like everybody's just against him and like the world is just a terrible place. I can pull that off, no problem. It's characters who are very, very, very different from me who I have a tough time characterizing unless I have a good director. So usually you'll see like kind of a, not a bad performance, but just sort of a meh performance from me if it's a character that I'm just not really like and the director really wasn't able to get that out of me.
Okay.
All right.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Okay. On to the questions from the forum.
Okay.
We asked our members to think of questions to ask you, and the best five were chosen.
Cool.
Those were either related to Kingdom Hearts, your previous work, or your personal life.
Okay.
We received many wonderful questions, and unfortunately, and like we said before, we can only choose five. So, without further ado, we'll kick these off with the question from Relix.
Relix asks, you voiced a great spectrum of characters ranging from shady ninjas to kids fighting adult tyranny. Do you find voicing villainous / antagonist characters such as Xehanort liberating as a voice actor?
I think that anytime you get to play the villain, it's a good day. I mean, look, heroes are great. They're really fun characters to play, but the villain always steals the show. I mean, hey, if you look at, like, I don't know, Lion King, yeah, I know a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, the you know, the big opening song, Circle of Life, that's great. Yeah, no, for me, it's Be Prepared. That's the shit right there. So, you know, it's that kind of thing. Like, the villains are always complicated and interesting. The heroes can be kind of one-dimensional. So, yeah, playing a villain is always fun. It's always something that really makes you stretch those acting muscles and step outside of yourself and really have a good time. So I would say it's very liberating. It's awesome.
Yeah, I love the antagonists as well. I find them to be some of the best characters.
Oh, yeah.
In certain things. Like, after one of the releases of the Harry Potter's movies, everyone kept saying that, oh, Bellatrix is such a bitch for what she does, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, and I just keep saying, Bellatrix is one of the best characters on there. Villains are just the best.
No, I love villains. They're, like, I agree with Joey. They're the best.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, now I want to go and watch Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
So the next question is from Hillboy.
Okay.
There's a picture you posted on official Facebook. We assume that you're familiar with the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic show.
Uh-huh.
And he asks, who's your favorite pony?
Okay. I don't mean to be rude because this is like, you know, this is kind of impolite. I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but the question is actually supposed to be, who is best pony? That is how my people say it, okay?
And I'm sorry.
That's...
He's the one who wrote it. He wrote it.
What? Hillboy. Oh, I am disappointed. No, that's okay. Oh, God. I don't know. That's like asking a dad to choose his favorite child. Okay. I don't know. If push came to shove and I had to rescue one of them from a burning building, I guess I'd say Fluttershy. There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Fluttershy. Oh, that's Fluttershy. Okay.
You can look it up. Google.
I just did a quick Google of it.
She's the shy one.
Yeah. The next question is from staff member Sign. This one was picked by Ariel. So if any of you listeners have any problems with this, yell at her. Sign would like to know.
How big is your dick? No, I'm just kidding. What?
Would you say you and Xehanort have anything in common?
Oh, would I say me and Xehanort have anything in common? Well,
yeah, power to dominate the universe or...
Well, let's see. There was this one time I tried to travel back in time to fix things in my past. No, I don't know. The problem with asking that question is that I would really need to know a lot about Xehanort. And like I said, most of the time I really didn't know what I was even saying. So it's kind of hard for me to pin it down. I mean, I suppose in terms of him sort of being this kind of emotionless person. At times, I can definitely be that way. I'm a bit of a pardon the expression, because I'm sure this word will offend people, but I'm a bit of a social retard. So, I really am, So, I mean, I can understand that, but that's not really Xehanort. It's not like he's just shy or has bad people skills. I think he has some slightly bigger issues than that. So, not really, no.
Now you've got a lot of deep issues.
Well, yes, I do. Yes.
Okay, the next question is from a new member. Troll owner would like to know why you ruined Stitch in the anime. Just kidding. Okay.
Oh, because I like ruining people's lives. That's why. Yes.
Your life.
The real question is from Rokudamia 2. Roku asks, have you met any actors that worked on the series of Kingdom Hearts?
Ooh, you know, if I had a cast list in front of me, I could probably answer that question. But it would probably have been like seeing them on something else. You know, this is for like all video games that I've ever been on, it's always like single person record because I'm not sure why they don't like doing ensemble stuff, with the exception, of course, of mocap, motion capture stuff. Because that way, you know, they actually have the actors in person talking to each other. But usually, for most games, it's just you by yourself in a booth. And maybe, as you leave the studio, you'll see somebody else coming in to do their part. So If I did see anybody who I have not already known, I probably didn't even know who they were and just walked right past them.
Have you ever met Jason McCartney? He's done Young Justice, hasn't he?
Yes. Let me see. Did I actually meet him? I'm trying to think if he was there for the record session. And you know what? I don't remember if he was present or not for the one I was in. So I'm not entirely sure.
Not entirely sure.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's in the Kingdom Hearts series as well, voicing Roxas and Ventus.
Sure.
So,
I hear he's good. I hear people like him.
Yeah, he's improved a lot.
Yeah, good. People used to hate him, and then after a while, everyone was like, oh my God, he's so amazing. I think it was probably after he started Young Justice.
Yeah.
He's come a long way. It's like watching a little child grow up. Okay. Our final forum question comes from Skyfox. Skyfox wonders, did you enjoy the experience to voice as young Xehanort? And if Square Enix ever contacted you again in the future asking to reprise your role, would you accept?
Let's see. Yes, I definitely enjoyed playing young Xehanort. It was really fun. He's a very interesting character, to say the least. And if Square Enix ever asked me to come back and play the character again, oh, hell yeah, I would definitely do that. I like working with Square Enix. They're really cool. And these games are freaking awesome. So, yeah.
Awesome. Love to have you back.
Well, thank you.
Now, as a treat, we've asked Ben to read out a couple of lines that young Xehanort says in the game himself. These quotes were from the trailers released earlier in the year. And we thank you, Ben, for giving us this opportunity.
My pleasure. So. Just to let anybody know, I am having some vocal problems right now. My bronchial tubes are like really swollen. So I'll do my best to do this voice. But if it sounds like he's kind of sort of going through puberty, you'll know why. Okay? Okay. Here we go.
Hypocrite, you are the one who has made your heart a prison, even if you are not the prisoner. Come with me. The world is just too small.
And that was awesome.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, boy, at least it didn't sound terrible. All right. The world is just too small. Thank you, young Master Xehanort. Oh, shouldn't have gone that far back in time.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so going to pull in the universe. Yay.
Oh.
Hey, that's an idea for a spinoff.
Yes, a
very, very bad idea for a spin-off.
Grow up with young Xehanort.
Oh, betrayal.
Okay. Is there anything else you would like to say, Ethie?
Talking to you was amazing. Just saying.
Thank you. Well, talking to you guys was cool, too. Thanks so much for having me on your show or interview thing. Website, whatever.
Thanks for being here. Yeah.
My pleasure.
And we're sorry we're really awkward.
That's okay. I'm extremely awkward too, so everything works out.
I was just going to ask Ben if he's going to stay around in our forums.
Oh, maybe. I might just, especially if I actually just, you know, say, screw it. I'm going to get the 3DS and I'm going to play this game. You might wind up seeing some more posts of me going, hey guys, how do you beat this guy? Where's the secret treasure in this world? Because I don't know. And you're like, God damn it, Ben. Look it up on a freaking forum. Somebody already posted this. Jeez, use the search bar. Oh.
I'm sure that if you were to post saying I don't have a 3DS, everyone would be donating money.
Oh no! I don't want to do that. That's please keep your money. Actually, buy this game with your money. Do that, okay?
Give everyone go out and buy the game. And
yes.
Give that to Ben. Either way, you're still getting the money. Okay. So Ben, on behalf of KH Insider, we thank you for doing this interview with us, and we appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you so much for having me, guys. Take care.
Well, thank you.
And bye, Josh. I hardly knew ye.
Okay. This is Joey.
And Ariel.
From KH Insider, the number one Kingdom Hearts fan site on the internet.
Signing off.
Or something less cheesy.